Peter Lynham.
Hi there, how's it going?
Good.
It's good. Now we're talking about the Pope in Iraq.
We are talking about the Pope, yep. Very good. This has been a fascinating 3 days. I mean, I was nervous that it might have been a disastrous 3 days, but at least it's all safe, and the Pope, I think, is by now probably pretty nearly on the way home. But it's taken him into a part of the world which is distinctly dangerous for his kind, that's to say.
Kelly, is that like people in glass boxes or the Pope type people?
No, I'm talking about his religion, yes.
Right.
Yeah. You wouldn't want, I think, to typically be a Catholic in this context. It's been, well, not just Catholics, but all the Orthodox and the like have all had a terrible experience under ISIS. ISIS has targeted them and a few of the other religious minorities as well, and we shouldn't forget them. But certainly the Christians have had horrific experiences. Mosul, you know, they've just wiped out Christians. The Christian population in Iraq was once 250,000 and is now down to 250,000. So that's a drop by, you know, a monumental proportion. It's 20% of the total it once was. And it's true that part of the situation has been that the Christians have just fled to the refugee camps in Syria and in Turkey. And fortunately for them, they're a bit luckier than some of the Muslim and other minorities. They've been able to get exit visas sometimes to Europe and to the USA and to Australia, where they've, some have been given a preference. But boy, the world of the Iraqi Christians has been just a mess. There's quite a dramatic picture of the Pope holding a, I'm not sure if it was a service or a talkathon in Mosul, which you might recall was the capital of the caliphate when it was announced. Mm. And around him, it's called Church Square, but there was, because there were once four churches there, now there are four shells of buildings.
Seems like a weird time for someone of the Pope's age to be wandering around, especially Iraq. What's the actual purpose for him going over there? Just like, hey, Christians, keep your head up, kind of thing?
Yes, I think he's actually wanted to do it for some time, but up to now it's been vetoed because it was far too dangerous. And then as ISIS began to collapse, then, you know, COVID circumstances meant that it was a crazy time because COVID's very high, you know, in places like Iraq. Still, they've all been vaccinated, the Pope's entourage, so they're safe enough. It may not be great for the Christians who come out and might end up getting knocked off by a bit of infection from each other.
What sort of message is he sending to the Muslim world?
Ah, well, that is curious because he's managed to pull off a meeting with a principal Iraqi Muslim leader, a Shiite leader. You know that in Iraq there's this strange situation that Shiites and Sunnis are at each other's throats quite a bit. And the Shiites, which are normally the minority everywhere except Iran, in Iraq have often played a very significant political role way beyond their numbers. And so they've generally run the government. The contrast was that during the dictator Hussein's regime, that was a Sunni regime, but and he persecuted the Shiites, and hence the Iran-Iraq war. But now that there's basically Shiite domination, he managed to achieve a meeting with a 90-year-old Shiite leader, highly respected. And I think the purpose of this is symbolic because it says to the group that might have been sympathetic to ISIS, look, our spiritual leader is in fact very willing to talk to the Christians. And it normally, the spiritual leader, it doesn't come out of his hibernation at any point for anybody. 90 years old, I suppose you wouldn't want to. But
damn it, is he 90? Oh, damn.
Yeah, he's the Pope's 85. This Muslim leader was 90. So it was a real...
What do they talk about? Just like, oh, hey, do you remember that time before TV? Like,
I think it is. They talked about the war, I think, probably. But which war? Which war?
While their servants, like, pre-chew their biscuits and their tea?
Yes.
Like,
the photograph doesn't even show any translators there, so how they talked, I do not quite know. But I presume probably they pulled the translators out before the photograph was taken. I presume they did manage to strike up a bit of a conversation. They went on for 90 minutes anyway, but then you might move slowly if you're at that age.
True. But
I think that a lot of it is just kind of moving connections with people. Do you remember the picture of the little boy who drowned and whose body was found upside?
On the beach,
One of the most grotesque pictures.
Oh,
well,
it's heavy.
The Pope met up with his father.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, those sorts of very touching moments are really quite powerful in these events. But I think, you know, probably the critical point behind all of this is the Pope sees Iraq as surely one of the most ancient parts of Christianity.
True.
People forget that Christianity was very strong once upon a time in that part of the world outside of the Roman Empire, and he doesn't want to see it vanish. And so by making contact, and some of the churches that he's making contact are what's called uniate churches. So these are churches that look as though they're Orthodox churches but recognize the Pope. And he wants to make sure those churches, the ancient church of the East, survives. He feels a responsibility to keep it alive. It is quite relevant because, you know, even in New Zealand, we have a significant group of Iraqi and Syrian refugees who are Catholics who've come to New Zealand to escape the horrors that they've had to put up with for so long.
Does his visit to Iraq make it any safer for Christians who live there?
I think he hopes that it will, and it might do. So long as the visit goes well, and it seems to have gone extremely well, then I think it means that Christians can be a little bit more open about who they are and a little bit less intimidated by the enormous Shiite majority. It probably is good for all minorities, actually, because it says to all minorities that we've got international attention. And with international attention, it's likely that the government's going to respect their human rights more.
Makes sense. Right, Peter, well, we might have to wrap it up there because we're getting very close to the 5 o'clock news. But thank you for another fantastic edition of What's the Spirit.
Okay. See you next week.
Thanks. Matt.